Let's spoil the Larry Sanders Show, season 3, episodes 12 and 13, Doubt of the Benefit and Hank's Divorce. Doubt of the Benefit is Reiner is putting on a benefit and asks, Larry to host. And then Larry goes back and forth about whether he wants to host. And there's all kinds of, it's basically an exploration of why people do charity in Hollywood. And then Hank's Divorce is about Hank's marriage and marital troubles.
Yeah, Hank's Divorce, we'll start with that one, came too soon for my taste. But of course, I think it was a previous season he got married, right? So it probably felt like they'd been married for a while. And
well, in Hollywood, a year-long marriage is like 7 years for other
people. That's true. Well, and they did a suitable enough job of setting up in the marriage episode. Like, you spend a lot of time wondering if she has nefarious purposes or is a gold digger or whatever. But then, you know, at the end you find out, oh, no, wait, just Hank's a lot like her dad, and that's where this comes from. Which, I would have liked to have spent more time in the marriage before the divorce, because I feel like, I don't know. I'm just really curious about more.
There could have been, this is not like supposed to be a deep story series. I get that. But there could have been some comedy moments to mine that they could have done over the intervening year that would have made this a little payoff a little more.
I guess marriage is the beginning of a new type of relationship. And we got to see the beginning. And a divorce is the death of a relationship. And then we got to see the death. Wish I got to see the relationship at all in between, so I knew whether or not it was diseased and gonna die or whatever.
I mean, I guess the joke is that there was no relationship.
Yeah, and maybe that's all it was. Maybe that's the joke, right? Because again, Larry Sanders isn't trying to dig deep into its plot lines here.
Yeah.
I did like that they implied that maybe Hank's wife kind of was smitten on Larry, and I'm curious if they do bring that back or if that's just a throwaway.
That's interesting. The benefit one didn't do a lot for me because it's pettiness, which I love. It's Artie saving and managing stuff, which I love. But lately they've given us a few episodes where they've had all those elements.
The awards show particularly kind of blended for me.
Yeah. We've seen some episodes where they've had all those elements, but with a few more surprises than we got on this one. This one seemed to be fairly by the numbers on the pettiness and the tit for tat Hollywood game.
It was almost like the big suspense is whether you'd actually see Rob Reiner show up in the episode or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I don't know. It's a totally unfair analysis on my part to say, wish there were more surprises, because then, you know, how do you wish for what you want as a surprise? But I know I didn't feel any surprise during this episode at all. Kind of like the, we were talking about the Better Call Saul Bagman episode. I would have liked to have been surprised.
See, I thought Rob Reiner being cool with, cause like Larry can't help himself. Larry can't help himself, but say like, oh, actually I kind of like, I came here because you weren't on the show. And Rob Reiner actually like buys it. He actually buys the half lie and Larry gets exactly what he wants. And he still can't, he doubly can't help himself by saying, oh yeah, I only did that to mess with you. And no end. There's no good reasoning to do it. Like it's more of like Larry as like this neurotic, you know, kind of ego. But I thought it was at least fun to kind of get that double turn on that.
And I don't need surprise out of these stories. I only need the amount of surprise that is necessary to make a joke funny, right? Jokes are funny often because of the element of surprise. And there were some funny jokes across both of these. But I'm with you, Brian. Not as funny as some of the others.
Well, and it doesn't take, like, for example, in the previous episode, we had the Larry loses a friend. Last scene
where you
do the slow reveal that it's not one, not two, not three, not four, but six of them in a line. Like that alone was enough of a extra surprise. And a scene like that would have been a delight in this.
Doubt of the Benefit didn't, they did what you're saying, Bryce, where they like, they took it to the funny bit of, let me tell you why I really did this. And then took it to the funnier bit of, oh, but also let me tell you why I did this even more so. But they didn't take it to the funniest bit, which I don't know what that would have been, but the sort of like, I can't believe he went even farther and made up a reason why or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts on the Larry Sanders Show?
Nope. Continue to love it. Going to run home and watch it as soon as we're done here. So then I'll forget it by next week.
That is Hank's Divorce and Doubt of the Benefit. Thank you, folks, for hanging out with us, being patrons, letting us have time to watch all these shows and then spoil them for you. Keep the support coming at patreon.com/cordkillers, and we'll spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.